Dealing with a boss that talks too much, it may be an advantage if you manage it. Does your boss ever get into long conversations with you in the middle of the workday? Perhaps your boss enjoys chatting with you to fulfill his or her need for conversation. Perhaps they just give long, detailed explanations that are unnecessary. Perhaps your boss just likes to go on long rants with everybody. Whatever the reason, it's best to take the emotions out for a moment and evaluate how those conversations can be helpful and how it impacts you negatively. Then manage the conversation with the tactics that we'll share below. How a talkative boss can be useful. I've had several bosses that like to chat. I found these random chats useful to connect with the boss and learn things that I wouldn't know otherwise. I learned about what the boss's main concerns were at the moment, what they were overwhelmed with, what they were excited about at work and in life, what interactions they had with senior members of the organization, and what they liked and disliked about other people in the organization and team. My ex-bosses shared what stressed them, what they were reading about, what they were planning for the next vacations, their perception on the people in the organization, their networking events that they attended, their top priorities, their to-do lists, what diet they were on, what hobbies they were getting into, their side business performance, how their family was doing, and so on. This information helped me connect with them, gain their trust, understand their pain points, and offer the right help they needed, volunteer or ask to be involved in projects they were working on, reduce their work stress, and understand how they like to work, all of which was extremely helpful for positive day-to-day interactions and for getting excellent performance reviews. If you had a boss that did not communicate, then you'd have a much bigger problem. If you still want to manage the amount of talking or the type of content in the talking, then evaluate the situation and try the tactics below. Evaluate the situation. So ask yourself these questions. Observe if the boss talks too much with everyone or is it just with you? You may be doing something that engages the boss in further conversation. Is it affecting your productivity or work-life balance? Then communicate that to the boss. Do you want to shorten the conversation or participate more in the conversation? Well, if you want to participate more, then take advantage of short pauses to speak or interrupt politely to get your point across. Is it about work or non-work topics? If it's non-work topics, you may want to disengage from it, but not necessarily, as I mentioned before. If it is work, is it useful or not useful, such as speaking negatively about others? If it's not useful, then try to avoid it. If it is useful, is the boss not succinct? Well, then you can help the boss summarize it. So those are some of the options. Shorten or manage the conversation. Then deal with the conversation. So here's some overall tips to shorten or manage the conversation. 1, don't engage. Don't ask questions or give your opinion because that will invite the boss to keep talking. 2, say you need to go to a meeting or elsewhere. This is a very straightforward escape tactic. 3, say you'd love to keep chatting but need to get back to work to meet deadlines. This is effective at the moment, will also contribute to you looking more responsible, but doesn't really solve the problem long term. 4, postpone it. You can suggest a different time to talk, such as lunchtime. 5, interrupt nicely and summarize what the boss is saying. Then ask the boss if the boss agrees with your summary. 6, schedule a meeting and say what you feel. For more long-term solutions, say that you feel like the conversations with the bosses are affecting your performance and that you'd rather keep it to certain scheduled times. 7, shift the conversation to a relevant topic for you. That way, you will get more out of it. As you can see, dealing with a boss that talks too much is a positive problem. You have the ability to keep the parts of the conversation that help you and reduce or eliminate the ones that don't. Summary, a talkative boss can reduce your productivity, but sometimes a talkative boss can be useful to learn what issues they're focused on and get access to information that you might not get otherwise. It can help build rapport and trust. So first evaluate their behavior by asking yourself these questions. Observe if the boss talks too much with everyone or just with you. Is it affecting your productivity or work-life balance? Do you want to shorten the conversation or participate more in the conversation? Is it about work or non-work topics? If it's work, is it useful or not useful, such as speaking about others negatively? If it is useful, is the boss not succinct? Then determine which approach is more appropriate. Shorten or manage the conversation. Don't engage much. Say you need to go somewhere else. Say you'd love to keep chatting, but you need to get back to work to meet deadlines. Postpone it. Interrupt nicely and summarize what the boss is saying. Schedule a meeting and say what you feel. Shift the conversation to a relevant topic for you. For more articles and posts on how to manage difficult, challenging boss, check out how to tell the boss they're too controlling, when your boss takes credit for your work, be treated with respect by your boss, telling your boss you're quitting because of them, and many more articles.